Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to God's Rainbow Ministries.
presents Purpose Gospel Radio, and I'm your host, Dr. Pastor Ken. All right. Let's open up with a prayer. O Lord God, grant us your spirit that we may comprehend your peace. As we pray, help us to recognize what must come from you alone. For you are mighty and holy, and your will is peace on earth. Your will is peace beyond all understanding. Your peace is in heaven and earth or under the earth. Your peace that opposes all sin and death and takes away every evil that can be named. We await you, O Lord of God, and you will hear us. No matter how long the battle lasts, we will hold out in patience, for we are your children. We shall never lose the faith that your name shall be honored and that all things shall come into harmony with your will of peace on earth, your peace. And we pray this in the mighty and precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All righty. Well, we got a new Beanie Local mix. It's number 6. We would have had number 7, but for some reason it would not download into the system. So I could only download number 6. So I'm going to play that right now. So sit back and get back and ready to listen to some great Beanie Local music. He's our resident DJ. Okay, amen. Here we go.
Yeah, I said we ain't invincible. Really, any moment we can die, better watch what you doing. When you say goodbye, then it's all gone. Better ask for forgiveness. Let them rewrite the end of the story. Please don't ignore me. What if you die before 40? Jesus got perforated ribs, so he can terminate the sin. He said to turn away, repent, because it's circulating within. God knows all the sin in the sea. God knows sin is making you busy. God knows all the sin is getting greedy. God hope it's repenting, no peace. The devil be listening, he talking the soul in the heart, and that sin is artillery. Identity. He know you don't know your identity. He aim for your head like you Kennedy. Cause Satan be all in your memory, tricking you mentally. He forever moving cleverly. You wanna keep your name up off the list. Jesus the rocket block of my shit. Come with me, you will never regret. Heaven is real and hell it doesn't exist. God make new. It's time to acknowledge the truth. It's sin and put us where we at. And we the reason that it crashed. We know the truth of where it started. When Adam made the fruit, he disobeyed God. And now we do it too. That's why Jesus shed his blood. It should've been us, it should've been us. Took a place cause he loved. Repent of your sins and give it up. I said we ain't invincible. Really, any moment we can die, better watch what you're doing. When you say goodbye, then it's all gone. Better ask for forgiveness. Let them rewrite the end of the story. Please don't ignore me. What if you die before 40? Jesus got perforated ribs, so he can terminate the sin. He said to turn away, repent, because it's circulated within. God knows all the sin in the sea. God knows sin is making you busy. God knows all the sin is getting greedy. God hope it's repenting, no peace.
We can break quick. Say, forgive me, Lord, I ain't gon' fake. Feeling like my mind gon' break. I keep a plan B in the cut. But if I gotta die, I'll be done up. It's all gon' be hotter than summer. Then I repent, no buffer. Huh? Lord, I know you couldn't leave us alone. But you loved us so much, you sent down your home. Fully God, fully God, fully man, Christ, you both. Light up the road, road. God, he ain't sorry, he tryna forgive. This ain't no story, he died for real. And I told him that Jesus got a better deal. Sinning like plastic, God like steel. That pleasure is in for a season, but that pleasure is turning to treason. Cannonball, you better put your knees in. Cause the devil, he busting and squeezing. He don't play fair, he play dirty, dirty. A roaring lion creeping in the sticks. Appearance an angel on surface, but he wanna do damage on purpose. But God, he wanna love like Keisha. He went out of his way just to reach you. When Jesus, he used, he keep him. Pray you hearing the truth of your speakers. I know where God can take you. Let me lead you in prayer, we can pray quick. Say, forgive me, Lord, I ain't gon' fake. Feeling like my mind gon' break. I keep a plan B in the cut. But if I gotta die, I'll be done up. It's all gon' be hotter than summer. Then I repent, no buffer. Huh? Lord, I know you couldn't leave us alone. But you loved us so much, you sent down your home. Fully God, fully God, fully man, Christ, you both. Light up the road, road.
I don't got all the answers. I don't think I'm better than anybody. All I know
As I used to be a sinner running away from God, now I'm a sinner running to him. I knew I needed Jesus, and he changed my life, he changed my heart. Listen, the answer is right there, it's been in our face the whole time. Don't prolong, don't wait no longer.
Purpose, not to be perverted or misused. Saying you Late, frustrated sometimes at how we communicate, trying to make it like it was when we were kids, simple but it's difficult and we just trying to live, trying to make it, she say that she can't take it, growing numb by the minute, in an hour she won't feel it, is this the ending, is it finished, can we make it work, all this romance and love songs just seem to make it worse. Empty gestures to try and bring back our yesterday, week, month, year. Baby, are you still here? Please, I know that this is not what you expected, and the picture perfect image you imagine ain't reflected. I accept it, I made mistakes with your heart. I was gone, you were distant, guess that's how we grew apart. But I want you, know I need you, and I mean that. I don't wanna lose you, I hope you see that.
In your ways and you won't let up. Questions like persecution, no retribution, enough is enough and I don't know what I'm doing. Got the weight of the world on me, can you help me out? Don't add to the load, please, I'm really stressing out. Thinking the grass is greener when you're single, sick and tired of arguing, so I change my demeanor. She wants to talk, I say we do. She says that we're not friends, and I just say it's you. We feel like strangers, but what stranger is this feeling? Love never leaves. If it's true, hope it soon makes an appearance.
I know love don't feel that same way you used to. Strangers in the same bed, I know you're questioning about, cause I'm noticed.
I think about the goodness of Jesus and he blows my mind. I don't know where I'd be without him. Whenever I'm feeling alone, I know he's by my side. No, I can't see him, but I feel his presence near me, yeah. When I send up a prayer, he hear me. I was blind, now I'm seeing so clearly. Was said it the wrong way, I gotta admit it. Had to pray to the Lord that my sins be forgiven, yeah. And he did it, Now I'm winning. Can I get a witness? Keep falling like dominoes. Should've been dead a long time ago. Guess that it wasn't my time to go. Yeah, I'm guessing that it wasn't my time to go. Yeah, yeah. Now when I hop in the booth, gotta spit the truth. I can't take no credit, I thought that you knew. Yeah,
God did it. I sent, he took on his shoulders. He died and said it was over. That day I hope it came closer. Can't you hear me?
Just to save you, I gave all of me. I can hear you screaming, start calling me. Repenting your sins and follow me. Trade me all of you for all of me. Just to save you, I gave all of me. I can hear you screaming, start calling me. Repenting your sins and follow me. Trade me all of you for all of me.
Just making this thing, all of my love for all of your pain.
Bible in my room. Take time in his presence, he knows you. Repent today, trust in him like a parachute. I don't deserve it, but God forgave me too. God loves us, Jesus died for us on the cross so that we could live. He is my boss, laid down his life for us, rose again in 3 days. I pray and read the Bible in my room. Take time in his presence, he knows you. Trust in him like a parachute. I don't deserve it, but God forgave me too. God loves us, Jesus died for us on the cross so that we could live. He is my boss, laid down his life for us, rose again in 3 days. I was falling straight into the pits of hell. God called me, now I am well. Thoughts of sinful things, wasting time playing games all week. I know he loves me so much. God gave me family, I thank him that I breathe. He helped me through everything. He can do anything, his grace has saved me. He knew me before. I would call it a win, I should've listened to him. But the holes in the past, nothing here will last. He rose in 3 days. I was tangled up in my sinful ways. I know he is the only true way. You gave me your love when I was full of mistakes. I gave you my heart and you healed my heart. You healed my heartache. I know that Bible in my room. You healed my heartache. I know that presence, he knows you. You rose again for 3 days. I pray the Bible in my room. You stinkled up in my heart. I know that he is the only true way. I pray and read the Bible in my room. Take time in his presence, he knows you. Repent today, trust in him like a parachute. I don't deserve it, but God forgave me too. God loves us, Jesus died for us on the cross so that we could live. He is my boss, laid down his life for us, rose again in 3 days. I pray and read the Bible in my room. I don't deserve it, but God forgave me too. God loves us, Jesus died for us on the cross so that we could live. My boss laid down his life for us, rose again in 3 days. But the holes in the past, rose again in 3 days. I was tangled up in my sinful ways. I know that he's the only true way. God loves us, Jesus died so that we can live. He is my boss, rose again in 3 days.
Good mix. Thank you, Beanie Lovell. for being local in Mitch number 6. Amen. Okay, we got a call here. Let's take it real quick and see what we have. 111, you're on the air.
What happened to Pastor Kent?
I don't know. What happened to Pastor Kent?
I heard he died.
No, Pastor Kent didn't die, or Pastor Kent didn't die.
What happened? Where was he the past couple of days?
I just took the time off, okay? That's all.
Why?
Because I was resting. I needed to rest.
You don't care about Jesus, do you?
Yeah, I care about Jesus.
You care about winning souls to Christ?
Yes, I do.
Did Jesus take a day off?
I don't know. I wasn't around back then.
You read about it.
I'm sure he did take a day off.
He took the Sabbath off. You didn't take the Sabbath off.
No, I just took
I'm
a couple
saying
days
you're
off.
Lazy.
Oh, okay. Well, what are you? Whatever. Goodbye. Okay, 111, you're on. Okay. Well, anyway, let's get into tonight's message. It's going to be from the book of Mark, the Gospel of Mark. Okay, Mark chapter 11. It's Jesus' final days on earth. What emotions do you feel when you think about the crucifixion of Jesus? Are you sad about what happened? Sickened at the way he was treated? Overwhelmed by the love that he was shown? Inspired by his perseverance and determination to complete all that he came to do? As we read about the final days of Jesus, time on earth, it is important for us to slow down and allow time to process our emotions. We should not simply flip through the pages of the Bible as if reading a novel. As Mark talks about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, we need to recognize that these are the most significant events in the history of the world. How blessed are to have written account all that transpired for us to reflect on and learn from the emotions of Jesus. Jesus was both God and man. Because of this, he was able to experience many of the same emotions that we do, which allows him to relate to our struggles. The Apostle Paul wrote about this in the letter to Philippians, in Philippians chapter 2, verses 5-8. Have this attitude in yourselves, which also in Christ Jesus, who although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with a God to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men. Mark devotes almost 40% of his gospel to the last week of Jesus' life. During that time, Jesus experienced the most powerful emotions that humans can feel. As we read about the final week of Jesus' life on earth, we need to reflect on all that he endured, the emotions that he experienced, and his unfailing obedience to his Father. Jesus was welcomed in Jerusalem as a hero. As Jesus entered Jerusalem, the people lined the streets and shouted. In Mark chapter 11, verses 9-10, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest. Jesus was betrayed by the inner circle of friends for money. In Mark chapter 14, verses 10-11, and Judas Iscariot, who was one of the 12, went off to the chief priests in order to betray him to them. They were glad when they heard this and promised to give him money, and began seeking how to betray him at an opportune time. Jesus became angry at the people mistreating the temple. In Mark chapter 11, verses 15-17, he entered the temple and began to drive out those who buying and selling in the temple, overturned the tables of the money changers, and the seats of those who were selling doves. He would not permit anyone to carry merchandise through the temple. He began to teach and to say to them, it is not written, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all of the nations, but you have made it a robber's den. While praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus experienced a rare condition called hematidrosis. Hematidrosis is a condition which the capillary blood vessels that feed the sweat glands rupture, causing them to exude blood. This occurs under conditions of extreme physical or emotional distress. We need to always remember the pain and suffering that Jesus endured on the cross. Just as importantly, we need to remember that the horrific stress he experienced in the week leading up to his crucifixion. Despite all the hardships and adversity that Jesus experienced, he remained obedient to his Father and continued to sacrifice himself for the good of others. Jesus is the perfect example for us to follow. So let us conclude. Our lives are going to get difficult sometimes. God uses adversity to teach us, to discipline us, and to reshape us into the people he created us to be. God did not spare his Son from suffering. He did not spare the apostles. And he will not spare us. As Christians, we need to embrace God's whole plan for us in good times and in bad. In his letter to the Romans, the Apostle Paul wrote in Romans chapter 5, verses 3 to 5, and not only this, but we also celebrate in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance. And perseverance, proven character, and proven character, hope, and hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. The hope that we have of spending eternity in heaven is more than enough to sustain us through this life's hardships. Meditating on God's word gives us the wisdom that we will need to fight off Satan's advances and to keep everything in its proper perspective. Consider the following verse also written by Paul in Romans chapter 8, verse 18. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is revealed to us. So heaven will be more beautiful than any of us can imagine. Those who obey the gospel will spend eternity with God and Jesus in paradise. In heaven, there will be no more pain, suffering, or tears. As you read through the events leading up to Jesus' crucifixion, may the Spirit embolden you with the hope you need the power to any difficulties that come your way. Just as Jesus, our perfect example, taught us to do, we will end today's lesson with the following scripture in John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. Amen. Amen. I hope you learned something from today's lesson. Amen. Amen. Alrighty. Well, if you're out there and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, you got a chance to do so right now. All you have to do is simply say this simple prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this In the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we would like you to, we would like you to know that God will welcome you to the family of God. Okay, and that he may keep you highly favored. Blessed and highly favored. Amen. All righty. Well, if you said that, be here at God's Rainbow Ministry. We'd like to welcome you, okay, again into the family of God. And we would like you to call this number, area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is 657-383-1487. Press the one key, and I'll bring you on so you can tell the world that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior tonight. Amen. All right, well, we got a bunch of callers here. 111, you're on there.
You're on there.
Okay. 111.
Goodbye. Bye.
All right. 111.
What God?
Okay, 111. Goodbye. Boycock.
Okay. 111. You're on air.
You're drunk again. You didn't even get the prayer right.
Whatever. Goodbye. 111, you're on air.
Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen.
111.
Goodbye. Bye.
111.
Goodbye.
All right. Let's give a shout out to Juan from Alabama and his kinfolk. I know they're listening. Amen. Alrighty. I can't give credit to the man who wrote that because there was no man listed for writing it. It was a virtual Bible study lesson. Thank you. Goodbye. All right. 111. Alrighty, well, anyway. Okay, we got some callers here that are just going to be silly. 111, you're on here.
I wrote that sermon, you sermon thief.
Oh, shut up. 111, you're on here.
Hello? Look, you can hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Why are they boycotting the show?
I have no earthly clue.
I'm a homeless man living in Los Angeles. I used to live in Malabulu. I believe that's how you say Malabulu, right? Where the rich, I used to be rich. And I used to be rich, but I got addicted to drugs. And right now I'm homeless. And I was wondering if I could get a donation.
If you can what?
If I could get a donation.
If you could get a donation, I don't give donations and I don't get donations. I'm a free radio program. I don't charge people to listen. I don't ask for donations. You're in Los Angeles. You're in a big city, and there's plenty of organizations out there to help the homeless.
They only help you if you're gay.
They only help you with what?
They only help people if they're gay or transgender.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, so if I go to them, I have to wear a wig.
Okay.
And then I have to talk like, "Hey, how you do?" Like that.
And I don't
talk like that.
Okay.
But you said you don't give donations.
No, I don't give donations, and I don't get donations.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you. I'll pray for you. All right. Okay, 111, you're on here. 111, you're on here. 111.
Goodbye.
111.
Goodbye.
111.
How do I give a donation to the man who wants a donation?
I don't know. He didn't give me any details.
Well, I want to give a donation. Can I give you a donation to give him a donation?
No, I don't take donations.
You give donations. You don't give donations or you don't take them?
I don't give them and I don't take them.
Like anal sex.
111, you're on here.
111, you're on here. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio.
111, you're on here. Okay,
111. You get blowjobs, or you just take them?
Yes, I have donated to the Nation of Israel, the promised home of God's chosen people. I have done that in the past. excuse me. 111, you're on the air.
Don't give a fuck.
All right. Alrighty, well, anyway, I'm going to end this show. It's getting silly with a bunch of crazy one-on-one callers, okay? I want to say God bless everybody, okay? Thank you for getting in the chat room, okay? Bunch of phony people, okay? Except for Tony Ferrar, of course, okay? God bless you all. Have a wonderful night, okay? See you tomorrow night. Bye-bye.